we're pretty excited here. We hijacked the caravan of Twin Forks. They were trying to get down from... Minneapolis, St. Paul area region to Chicago, and you pretty much got to come through Wisconsin. And we waited at the side of the highway, and we hijacked their caravan. It was a caravan of Airstreams, very beautiful, actually. Very Americana, I thought, coming down there. And they're with us right here, Twin Forks, ladies and gentlemen. We got all of them. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Chris Garba. And things are good, huh?
Yeah, things are great. How are things with you?
Good, good. Did you trash Dashboard Confessional and whatever happened with you?
I didn't. I just...
Just left them in the lurch?
I don't know where they are. I haven't been able to find them.
Do you talk to them?
I do. They don't return my calls.
What?
No. Yes, we talk about them.
I'm sorry. Is this a sore point? I don't really mean to bring this
up. No, not at all. They're my buddies. There'll be more Dashboard to come.
You know, that is like Dashboard Confessional is like the best name of any band everywhere.
I've also heard it's the worst.
I think it's wonderful. Dashboard Confessional should be a,
sure is a mouthful.
Film noir.
Yeah,
I think so. So how are you? This is, and you got the new album is out here. Got it right here. It's called Twin Forks.
Yeah, sure. It's pretty, isn't it?
Yes, very pretty.
It sounds good too.
Sounds good, and it's got is it got the gut song on here? Trust your guts.
Oh yeah.
Are you still trusting your guts?
I always trust my gut. I mean, yeah.
Gotta go by. Well, you're not middle aged yet. At middle age, you can't trust your guts. You're young. You can trust them, man. You want to introduce people in your
band? I would love to, of course.
Tell people who's here.
This is my fake cousin, Sean Zorn, back there.
Hey, how you doing?
This is my karate instructor, Jonathan Clark. These are the Baron sisters here. This is Kimmy, and this is Kelsey. She plays mandolin.
All right.
And then other things.
What you got for us here?
I start with a song called Kiss Me, Darling.
Kiss Me, Darling.
Seems
sounds good.
Nice for Saturday morning.
Perfect.
Okay.
Twin Forks, ladies and gentlemen.
Kiss me, darling. It's been a long time. Kiss me, darling. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since I saw you in the village playing mandolin. Something in your singing. Seems like a long way gone. Like I still remember how you sang that song. Smiling like nobody'd ever done you wrong. Strumming like you knew you had me all along. So kiss me, darling. It's been a long time. Kiss me, darling. I keep your picture close. I'd like to have it with me when I'm far from home. Missing you's the hardest thing I've ever known. Hate to think about you being all alone. So I'll take the last train back. I'll wake you when I get there because I miss you back. Need to feel you more than I ever have. Counting every stop along the railroad tracks. So kiss me, darling. It's been a long time. Kiss me, darling. Been a long, long time. In a thousand nights, never dreamt a second of a better sight. Someone on you singing in a lone street light, taking my burdens away. Searched through a thousand lines, never found the one to make it sound just right. Never be a minute when I'm not surprised. Know that you still feel the same. So kiss me, darling. It's been a long time. Kiss me, darling. It's been a long time. So kiss me, darling. It's been a long time. Kiss me, darling. It's been a long, long time. So kiss me, darling. It's been a long time. Kiss me, darling. Kiss me, darling.
Very nice. A little bit of Flogging Molly in there, I hear.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. You like those guys?
Yeah, I love those guys.
Oh, yeah, they're terrific.
Yeah, one of my heroes is in that band.
The Cranberries and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
A little bit of Irish thing going on in here.
We do have a little bit of
Irish in your Americana.
We try to get as much as is allowed.
Yeah. What, you know, give me a definition of Americana, because I know it's American with an A after it, but that's about all I know.
I'm not really sure. I mean,
yeah, you're not really part of that.
We grew up listening to folk music and bluegrass and Steve Earle and Outlaw Country, and I guess that's Americana.
Yeah.
Whatever came out of that is Americana.
Is it a problem having all these genres around? Because people try to put you in one or the other, right?
Yeah, we should get rid of some of these genres.
Which genre would you like to get rid of the most?
I like polka. Just seems like it's been doing nothing for so long at this point.
Don't say that around here, man. You're in polka. You're in big polka country.
You're playing at the cheap seats.
You'd be in big polka trouble. Those guys play accordions. They're big usually. So
yeah, I know.
Be careful what you say. Well, that's cool. And then but you started like an emo, right?
Well, I don't. Yes. Okay. I did.
Can you say that? Is that fair?
That was my
to
fault.
Say?
That one's on me.
And then for those of us who are like over a certain age, explain emo to us and what that's all about.
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard any music that's emotional.
No. What's that like? Johnny Ray. Remember Johnny Ray?
I mean,
Ray?
I find that most music is emotional, but at some point they said if you have tattoos and you play music that's emotional, then it's called emo.
So, the Little White Cloud that cried, then Johnny Ray would probably be emo these days.
Yeah.
You probably don't remember him.
I don't think he'd like that name either, but...
No, that's not good. And do you have... We can't see because your sleeves are all down there.
Yeah, just for the occasion with my denim jacket.
And then when you go to Canada, is there Canadiana?
I mean, they could call it Americana.
But they're not going to want to play Americana in Canadiana.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
I don't want to be estranged from our Canadian fans, but they know it's better here.
And now getting a record made... It's such a strange process these days. You don't go into a studio you don't work for Warner Brothers necessarily. You go in a studio and make a disc and they release it.
But we have an incredible garage.
Yeah. So a lot of this went on in your garage.
It went into my garage, and Jonathan produced the record here. Jonathan, my friend here.
And it was produced entirely on your iPhone, is that correct?
Yes, that will read much better on Wikipedia. Completely on my iPhone.
Yeah.
Can I get a free iPhone if I say it was?
Yeah, go ahead. See if you can. I have no idea.
No, we use actual microphones.
Yeah. So that's got to be tough though. So what do? You get you record it there, and then how do you get it released, and how do you get it distributed, and all that kind of stuff? I mean, it's a whole different world.
Yeah, you got to get somebody to believe in what you've done, and pick it up and sign you to a label, which we did, a Canadian label, which is why I probably should have.
Oh, yeah. Is that Dine Alone?
That's why I was backpedaling a minute.
Dine Alone? Is that?
Dine Alone Records is a fabulous Canadian record label that is in a wonderful country.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's a great country. I love it. I go there every chance I get, really. You have to stream this for free, actually, to get it.
We do a lot of, we continue to release free EPs if you want one. You just email us at twinforksmusic@gmail.com. I'm assuming you have the internet here.
No, we actually.
I see a lot of cables in here, so I figure.
Yeah, we have dial-up.
You have dial-up?
Yeah.
On that phone?
Yeah.
It's probably.
Yeah, no, you have dial-up on there. You can get like polka streamed, but it takes a while. So just a few kilobytes at a time, so. But it's good when you finally get. Well, that's great. And this is going really, and you're on tour now, you're all over.
Yeah, we don't stop. We've been on tour for a long time, about a year and a half, and no plans to stop, you know. I think that's how you make it in this day and age, is you just you get in a van and you get in front of people.
Okay, I should do that, I guess, soon.
Yeah, take it on the road.
What do you got for us now?
So we have a song called Back to You, and it's about kind of hoping that you'll invite us back here
anytime
for another go-round.
Always welcome.
All right. Do I get to start this? Okay. One, two, three, hey!
young, so I forgot which was my face, which was not. Thought I had a good shot. I took it right in my eye. Look ahead, look behind. Take another.
Thank you, guys.